This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. United States preparing to go on the offensive in cyberspace. President Trump signing a new national cyber strategy, calling for a more aggressive response to the growing online threat posed by other countries, terrorist groups, and criminal organizations. Here's U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
We're going to do a lot of things offensively, and I think our adversaries need to know that. Some of the things we may well be in a position to talk about publicly, others we may well not be in a position to. So I wouldn't want to prejudice that. I just think it's important for people to understand that we're not just on defense, as we have been primarily on defense for a period of time.
Officials have amplified their warnings that Russia and other adversaries may seek to use cyber means to interfere with U.S. elections in less than 2 months. Lawyers for a woman accused of U.S. High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulting her 3 decades ago says she wants to testify before a Senate panel. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer says her client wants to testify next week if a deal can be reached on terms that are fair and ensure her safety. It's a sharp switch from statements this week in which Ford and her lawyers insisted she would only testify after the FBI investigated her allegations, which put the hearing in doubt. The lawyer says Ford still strongly prefers an investigation, but stops short of demanding it. There is at least one obstacle to overcome. The hearing scheduled for Monday, which the lawyer says is not possible. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Amnesty International has accused Nicolas Maduro's government of committing some of the worst human rights violations in Venezuela's history, liking them to being more in terms of murder than countries that have had wars. Maduro government has not responded to Amnesty's accusations. This is VOA News. At least 79 people have drowned after a passenger ferry capsized on Lake Victoria in Tanzania. Officials said they expect the death toll to rise as the search gets underway. Regional Commissioner John Mugella said 37 people have been rescued, but that some were in very bad condition. A U.S. federal court has indicted the son of the former president of Guinea and his wife for allegedly enslaving a young Guinean girl in their home in the U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, for 16 years. They were charged with forced labor and harboring an alien for financial gain. Neighbors helped the girl escape in 2016. The couple face up to 30 years in prison and a $500,000 fine if convicted. World Anti-Doping Agency has announced that it will lift a ban on Russia. That decision to lift the ban drew ire from many, including U.S. Anti-Doping Agency CEO Travis Tigert.
And we have to move forward with reform to ensure that whether it's a new organization, whether it's a change in leadership, whether it's a change in governance structure, that the global watchdog truly becomes that and not one that's going to turn its back on clean athletes.
Russia's anti-doping agency was banned in 2015 after a report found evidence of a large and sophisticated government-backed scheme to help athletes cheat on drug tests. Moscow denies involvement. The UN Secretary General says the success of intra-Korean talks rests on what happens between the United States and North Korea. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the summit between the two Koreas made some progress, but real progress awaits the success of talks between Washington and Pyongyang to eliminate the nuclear threat. There will not be success in intra-Korean negotiations, Guterres said.
If simultaneously there is not success in the American North Korean or the Democratic People's Republic of Korea negotiations.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley announced that during the General Assembly session that starts next week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will chair a foreign ministers' meeting of the Security Council devoted to North Korea and its nuclear program. Warren Levinson, New York.
Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang died today after a serious illness. He was 61. Quang was last seen in public on Wednesday at a Politburo meeting of the Communist Party and a reception for Chinese delegation. He hosted President Trump during his state visit to Vietnam last year. Quang was a career security officer and served as Minister of Public Security before being elected president in April 2016. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. mama eh, mama eh, ooh yeah, mama eh. This is the African baby, baby Grammy on the Voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanden. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be coming to you again today. And later on the show, I'll be talking to a young and enterprising Sierra Leonean journalist, Precious Amabel Lebby, who is in the United States for the Mandela Fellowship Foundation. So stay tuned, as Precious will be talking to you straight from the studio. But right now, let's get on with some music. Miracles is the first track we're going to start off with today. And this is done for us by Cameroonian-born Alexis. And right after that, Cheta by Ada of Nigeria. And this one can be interpreted as Remember. And we take a trip to Kenya, where we join Wood Phoebe in Mago Nonsense. But right now, it's Miracles by Alexis of Cameroon.
Miracles, I serve a God of miracles. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about the miracle. Yeah.
today and forever the same. Chatter, chatter, etch us up below. Chatter, chatter, remember.
Jim. masan opogore gi nyiri manene. Nyiwa masani opogore gi nyiri manene. Siyo maneno yangu, ana winjo mana kajiwacho. Nyako chalo maembe, kirito mono chegi jomoko chame manumu. Nyako chalo rabon, kirito mono tele jomoko mwode gipote. Jomoko wacho onge jaod ng'ato. Ei boma jomoko winjo wacho onge gir ng'ato. Gibiro seri, gibiro temi, gibiro dwari nyarwegi. Los kari dichuo yudo te. Mama, rit odi dichuo yudo te. Dalani di chuoyo dote. Mago jonyego, mago otocha, mago mboketho odi. Mago jonyego, mago otocha, mago mbomuko odi. Kiyenegi, kagisetiyo kodi, gibiro ketho nyingi. Oh, gibiro wacho in worthless, kendo in useless, yawa you are running this ATM machine bila kadi inaingia ndani ati wewe ni kama gari la wasafiri kila abiria anapitia ndani wachana nao weri weri kodi magonanse imanyo ketodi wachana nao weri weri kodi magonanse itemo tumo wachana nao weri kodi magonanse.
General himself from Kenya, and before that, the African gospel sensation from Nigeria, Ada Incheta, Remember, and Miracles by Alexis of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington. Remember to join me and my guest later, and that is a young Sierra Leonean journalist, Precious Amabel Lebby. And we'll be talking about a lot of things here today, so I want you to stay tuned to this frequency and don't go away.
Hello, my name is John James B. from Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. I love the African beat. I love the African beat more than the Camerons love Makossa. I love the African beat. More than monkeys, love bananas. And even I love the African beat more than the Nigerian people, love their president. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Move to the Vibes is our next track, DXD of Ghana featuring Kaka. And right after that, Lele by Barrow of Liberia and Dombolo by Sinazo Yolua of Cape Verde. But let's move to the vibe right now, and this one is going to move you. DXD, let's roll.
Invasion, yeah. Yo, Kaka, come to make the girl them scatter. TXG on another one. Kaka on this one. Yeah, yeah. Mommy, no sweat, just move to the vibe. Everybody get caught up in the eye. Girl, nobody just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay. Hey, just move to the vibe. Dressed up in your freshest design. Mommy, nobody just move that way.
We all a turn head and break neck when you alone a kill set. I never see nobody like you, you perfect. All fashion and styling, I'm heard at the sign. Me waffy give you a fly ride and make you reach above sky. Alright, well the drum a drum, how you walk out a ton. Let me see you call him on the wall, so that's the army can't stop. DXD, you done, no, so that fire rock. I know the mix, real up this blood, that baby girl, you're too fit. Groovy and truly ruling the whole place, Ross. Losing, I'm losing, focus make me sweat, rush. Yeah, they make me just get a piece of the rust. Lava like summer in Africa, you bad, yeah.
Up in the eye, girl, no better just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay. Hey, just move to the vibe. Dressed up in your freshest design. Mommy, no better just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay. Girl, make a man freezer, she give me seizure. She make a man one follow man on Lisa. Make me wanna pre that, me no wanna teaser. Me just a one bite the wheel thin like a pizza. Stand a teaser and then a freezer. Girl, I make the hopeless burn up like the shisha. You wanna shisha? Oh, what is a twin kind of rippling cup for shit like a Lisa? Girl, bubble and bubble, yo, girl, bubble. I'm predicting to a whole new level. Chuck you to the dap, I zone to make me marvel. While we're partying in a style, it's like we bring trouble. Yo, no sweat, just move to the vibe. Everybody get caught up in the hype. Girl, no better just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay.
Love your groove and design. Love the way you do your slow wine. You burning up. Me love your groove and design. Love the way you move to the vibe. You burning up. Me love your groove and design. Love the way you do your slow wine. You burning up. Me love your move and design. Love the way you do your dirty wine.
Yeah, yeah. Mommy, no sweat, just move to the vibe. Everybody get caught up in the eye. Yeah, nobody just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Yeah, yeah. To all the beautiful women of Africa, in the east, west, north, and south, this is for you.
Lele, 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 lele
Bolo by Sinazo Yolwa of Cape Verde, and before that, Lily by Baru of Liberia, and Move to the Vibe by DXD featuring Kaka from Ghana. You are listening to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm yours truly, David Vandy. When I come back, my guest, precious Amabel Lebby, the young Sierra Leonean journalist, will be right here.
African Beats.
Africa. Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
All right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And today I have a very young and enterprising Sierra Leonean journalist. That is Precious Amabel Lebby, and she is the host of Moment with Precious. Welcome to the African Beat, Precious.
Thank you very much, David Vandy.
Well, it's so good to have you here in the United States and on the Voice of America on my show, The African Beat. I believe when you're back home in Sierra Leone, you sometimes listen to my show, right?
Always.
So tell me about it.
It's a pleasure. You know, back home, we look at you as an icon and the African Beat as a whole. And so not just me, but young people are looking so much up to the African Beat because it's like a face of our country. And so I have been listening, and more especially that you are focusing on music, the entertainment industry. And so it's a pleasure for me to be here today and to be hosted by the renowned David Vandy of the African
All right,
Beat.
Okay, don't blow my head out. Okay. You know, everybody's talking about your online talk show that is Moment with Precious. I know you were on television with other radio stations, on television stations, like you were with Star TV, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, and but how did this Moment of Precious come about? When did it actually dawn on you that, hey, I have to start something? I have to talk about important issues. I have to talk about issues that maybe the radio and the television don't talk about.
I went into journalism because I wanted to be the change that I seek. And I started off with Star Radio and television, and everything was going well until we had the elections. Then we heard various media houses had their own rules and regulation, what they want to put out their content. And so I was there doing my best, but I believed that my best wasn't enough. I wanted to do something different from the status quo, from what every other person was seeing, was viewing. So I then decided that now I have a Facebook, and now Facebook have a live stream. Why not do the news as and when it happens on the ground live without you going to the studio to edit it, to turn it to what you want, to your own convenience and all? Why not put it to the people, let them see the reality and make the decision? And I believe Moment with Precious was timely because it was that time in our country where we had a transition. You know, we're going into elections and all. And so people in the diaspora didn't know what was going on. There were informations like they have been killing today, this thing went there, a whole lot of different stories to one particular incident. So I started off with Moment with Precious and I had only 28 viewers. But I didn't think much about viewers. I wanted to create that change. So I started going to marketplaces, ask them how they feel about government, how they feel about things that are going on, what they think about the elections coming up. So it became interesting. And then in the diaspora, we had people like, oh, Precious, you're doing well. That was all I needed. The motivation that the program is a necessity.
So you were actually going on the spot as the things are happening. You report right on the spot where it's happening, how it's happening, and when it's happening.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, because normally we would say by the time it's reached the studio and by the time it's ready to be put out, something might have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that kind of change. You want the people to see it firsthand and they be the judge.
Exactly.
All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and my guest is Precious Amabel Lebby.
Okay.
Bless.
legally bought.
Call me Sam,
I want to make you my lover. Girl, I wanna be your man. I hope you understand. See, I will treat you like a queen. I'll buy you anything. Touch you now. Baby girl, I wanna squeeze you now. Baby, take my love, you know,
my love. Ooh.
Come enjoy this love, you know,
my love.
Ooh. Baby, take my love, you know,
my love.
What's it better taking my love, my love, my love, my love. Ooh, baby. Plenty girls come try. For bring me heart, but not you, baby. You love the sweet like sugar. We want and only sweetie, baby.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Fine salon, girl. I say I want you, I want you, I want you, I want you, baby. Would you be mine?
Baby, girl, I wanna love you, girl. I wanna touch you now. Baby, girl, I wanna squeeze you now.
Me idol, next cover lapa. Me bronze ya ready for the bets of lapa. Lead on me bulls ago fala. Manti bega ye my idol song e back at the namo ankala. You love him, don't mess my eyes, me system. I ready for go see you family na eastern. You small, small problem, them ma fix them. The married and the party, we go bind the big them. Don't fend them for the pick you, we go bond. Me not so brownie, I no go take points on. Ye man for tell me fino, he de came along. Now you want, I did school, no be fun. Bless.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Take My Love by Blaze. This is the African Beat on VOA.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
Now, Precious, there was a little boy, a baby, that was sick called Baby Mustafa. Baby Mustafa was so sick that he needed a kidney transplant. That could not be done in Sierra Leone. Mm-hmm. Baby Mustafa had to be flown out of the country. But you played a very major role in getting, like, the first lady to be involved, putting it on your social media. Tell me about Baby Mustafa and some of the things that you did that we don't even know about.
Authenticity is key. People in society should believe in you and the words that you say and the things that you do. Baby Mustafa's issue had been going on since November the previous year, last year. And the mom met me and explained to me that this was the problem. And I saw the baby, I couldn't stop crying. By that time, I was the press attaché for the Sierra Leone People's Party, now the ruling party in Sierra Leone. And I met the first lady during their campaign period. I told her that, Madam Fatima, we have this case. Then she said, Precious, now we're busy in the province and all. Can you wait after election? She gave me her word. I said, okay. Fast forward, after elections, I was covering for the president and all voluntarily. And then my colleague...
Your covering was voluntary. You were not being paid.
No.
And up to now, you're not being paid.
No, I'm not being paid. It was voluntarily. I did it.
What a patriot you are.
Okay. And so after that, then my colleague, who is a humanitarian also, Alfred Charles Morgan, met me and said, Precious, I've been trying to reach the first lady. I've not been able to. We have Baby Mustafa's situation and he has only 2 weeks to do this. I was then at Star Radio and Television. So I can remember I'll call the mom to come to me at the office with Reverend Matachi Goze. We will sit, we'll brainstorm what to do, fundraising to do and all. But it wasn't yielding much dividend and time was of the essence. So then one day I told Charles, I said, Charles, let's go to the first lady. He said, did you make an appointment? I said, no. I just believe we'll make up a story, but we need to see the first lady because she's the only one that will listen to us right now and will help us out. And Holland Biola, I went there and met the security guards and all, but they knew me because I have been doing coverages when it was heated and people were thinking that they were going to capture me and all, but I remained steadfast. So they were like, do you have an appointment? I said, yes, she's waiting for me. And so they said, okay, can you call up there? And I tried calling to no avail. Then I said, okay, you can go, but only you can go up there and not the other guy, because we know you. You've been doing work for, you know, the country and all.
And eventually you're able to meet with her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I met with her, and the first thing she said was that, Precious, why did it take so long? Why didn't you remind me? I said, because I was doing a whole lot. So I asked only for 2 minutes of her time to do a video, as Charles has already requested. I said, we only need 2 minutes. She said, Precious, tomorrow come with your cameraman and all, let's do this. She did it. It went viral. We needed $36,000 for baby Mustafa. For the past 8 months or so, we've only just 7,000 we've been able to. Within 24 hours, we raised over $36,000 for baby Mustafa, who had biliary atresia. And immediately, we sent him off to India, where now he's back in Sierra Leone. Hail and
baby Mustafa is back?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
He's back in Sierra Leone.
Well, congratulations. You see, integrity as a journalist all counts, because these days, in as much as you say you are president attaché for ruling party, but you have your integrity to keep.
Yes.
And so you report the things as they happen.
Indeed.
That is what makes you a good journalist, and you bring all sides of the story on board.
Indeed.
Well, that is so great. Now let's take another music break with the Sierra Leone gospel sensation Marquis Scott in the Ori. Beautiful music, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Your blessings are endless, from nothing to success. Jehovah, you too good, yeah. Not so Illuminati, no see me they go, you they envy. Jehovah, you too good, yeah. And because of the glow and the shine, make you want try for kill me joy. But the God within on me side don't make me all invisible. Not to juju, not to sebe. Jesus, the only get for me. Depa mi head, depa mi head. Now you don't butter me bread. Now you, if not on you, I'm sire for deo. Sire for deo. That's why I praise you every day, every day. Oh. And because of the glow and the shine, make you want try for kill me joy. But the God within on me side don't make me all invisible. Not to juju, not to sebe. Jesus, the only depa mi.
Don't worry about me. It's all about me. wait for me.
You are here in the United States and you were here for the Mandela Fellowship Foundation, right?
Yes.
So how did it go and how did you get on board?
The same work that I do.
Uh-huh.
And I applied.
Okay.
I just went in. They were looking for people that do not only have a dream but working towards a dream. And then I was going on doing my little bits. And so I applied, went for the interview. It was rigorous. And I forgot about it, continued doing what I was doing. Then I was called that I was successful. Coming to America, I wanted to be the change, to put Sierra Leone up there, not just to be the regular alumni of Mandela Washington Fellow. I have a dream that one day Africa will be changed, and not only be changed, but by the youths of Africa. So I got selected, came here. I was at the University of Wisconsin under public management. I was the only Sierra Leonean in my university. Mm. I didn't stop talking. My voice, I wanted my voice to be heard. And so my colleagues knew me. We will bring up debate. I will do moments with Precious. Let's talk about what we've learned the previous week and all. So that was it. So we got to DC. We had the summit. Then they called me that I should chair a panel from policymakers from the White House, from across Africa, He for She campaigners. The first question I asked was, why me? But then I remember that I didn't let my voice limit me. I wanted people to hear my voice, hear my story, and know that we have beautiful stories in Africa and Sierra Leone, to be precise. And my campaign has always been for women and girls to be empowered. So I was very much delighted to be on the platform. So I cheered it and it went on well. And I must tell you, David, it has been from one blessing to another with the State Department. And going to Sierra Leone, I'm going charged up.
I was just going to come to that. Say, so now you are getting ready to go back. And thank you so much for giving me time on the show to talk to you. Now you're getting ready to go back. What are you going to take back to Sierra Leone? What kind of message are you going to take to a country that is now, as we can say, so divided? We are along partisan lines and political lines, you name it, regional lines, everything. So somebody like you that has been out here and thinking about empowering women, girls, young children, and you've learned so much within this short time, what are you going to take back?
I am going to take back the fact that the destiny of Africa lies on the shoulders of women and girls in Africa, and it must start from Sierra Leone. And so all that have been embedded in me, I'm going to unleash it through different platforms, training, radio programs, you name it, so that the voices of women and girls will be heard and our concerns will be met far and wide.
And finally, Precious, when you go back with all this experience, with all what you've learned, are you going to go back to one of the radio or television stations, or are you going to continue your moment with Precious on social media and so forth? You don't want to talk about that?
No. One thing I'll tell you, I'm not going back to the radio or television stations, meaning working for any of them, but Moments with Precious is coming with something big.
With something
so
big.
Just watch out.
Something big, something different.
Something different.
All
from
right.
The normal.
Well, once again, I want to thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you here, and I look forward to whatever big is going to come out of what you've gained here that you're going to take back home to Sierra Leone. And I wish you all the best in your work, and just keep doing what you're doing. You're young and you have this big dreams, and it's for our country. And I tell you, wherever we go, we are a representation of where we come from.
Indeed.
We are ambassadors of where we come from.
Mm.
You know, people have various ways of looking at Africa and have various ways of looking at the country that we come from. But it's up to you that are out there. You don't need to be officially appointed.
Yes.
But the fact that you are out here, you are a representation. I call myself an ambassador of my country.
Yes.
Nobody needs to appoint me.
Mm-hmm.
But here at the Voice of America, my voice is the voice of Africa. It is the voice of Sierra Leone.
Yes.
So I stand tall and I stand proud.
Yes.
And I want you to do the same.
Yes.
So thank you so much. And I wish you a safe journey back home. And I'll be looking forward to all the social media big deals that are coming out.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, that's my guest today, and that is Precious Amabel Lebby, a journalist from Sierra Leone, the host and producer of the online streaming talk show Moments with Precious from Sierra Leone, who has been here in the United States attending the Mandela Fellowship. But now she's going back, and I want to wish her all the best. All right. Stay tuned to The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy. This is The African Beat. Manzu Manaman, and I will be right back on The African Beat from The Voice of America. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of The Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical journey. I guarantee it.
Ooh, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby.
Kucheza by Mafiki Zulu of South Africa. And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vanney here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Almost daily. The way you call me baby, trust me crazy. I lose control. Let me love you, love you.